Exercise 25, Talk 1. Listen to part of a lecture in a psychology class. The professor will discuss heredity and environment.
Good morning. I trust that you have all read the assignment and that we can proceed with today's lecture. As you know from your text, both heredity and environment play a role in the development of the personality. In addition, research at the University of Texas at Arlington has shown that the order of one's birth in relationship to brothers and sisters may be a significant factor. Those born first tend to develop personality traits that make them domineering, ambitious, and highly motivated to achieve. And the same is true for only children. In contrast, children born later in the family tend to be more socially adept, likable, talkative individuals. Also interesting in the research is the fact that a woman with older brothers and a man with older sisters seem to be able to interact more easily with the opposite sex. Having older opposite-sex siblings seems to be important in being able to establish social relationships with members of the opposite sex. There is also some evidence that the youngest child may develop a very charming personality in order to be included in the activities of the older group. Of course, if the other children are no longer living at home, the youngest child is more likely to develop the characteristics of an only child.
Number 1. What is the main subject of this lecture? Two. What should the students know before they hear this lecture? Three. Which one of the people would probably be the most comfortable interacting with a member of the opposite sex? Four. What personality trait will firstborn children probably exhibit? Five. According to the research, what might be the dominant personality trait of the youngest child? Talk 2. Listen to part of a lecture in an English literature class. The professor will be talking about American writers in the early 19th century.
Today we will discuss the Knickerbocker School, which was a rather informal group of writers who met in New York City during the early 1800s. The name Knickerbocker, let me write that down for you, was a tribute to Diedrich Knickerbocker, a character created by one of their members, the writer Washington Irving. At any one time, about 20 writers belonged to the group, including the three most important figures in early American literature, William Cullen Bryant, the editor of the New York Evening Post, Washington Irving, a well-known poet and storyteller, and novelist James Fenimore Cooper. Although Irving gained recognition in Europe as America's first legitimate man of letters, and his stories Rip Van Winkle and The Legend of Sleepy Hollow were widely published as serials, it was James Fenimore Cooper who achieved success with subjects and settings that were typically American. Cooper created the frontier novel, with a hero who embodied the American frontier spirit. In the Leatherstocking Tales, five novels about frontier life, the affable old scout Natty Bumppo evolves into a philosopher and even, some say, an epic hero. Bumppo is a frontiersman who knows how to live close to nature and possesses all the skills necessary for a rugged pioneer existence. But he is also an observer of life. He sees that the settlers are a civilizing influence. He respects the social order that they create. But he also sees the thoughtless and sometimes selfish abuse of the natural environment. The best of all the Leatherstocking tales has to be The Last of the Mohicans, which I believe at least some of you have seen on video. You may recall that the story recounts the conflict between the French and the English during the early years of independence, with Indians fighting on both sides. I personally feel that this represents some of Cooper's best writing, especially in those passages that recount the death of the Mohican chief's son in a noble attempt to avenge the murder of his love. Of course, there were others who had membership in the Knickerbocker School, but if you are familiar with the three major writers that we have discussed today, you'll have a feel for early American literature.
Number one, what is the main focus of this talk? Two, what are the Leatherstocking tales? Three, what kind of character is Natty Bumppo? Four, who was one of the most important members of the Knickerbocker School? Five, which of the following best describes James Fenimore Cooper?